Hi, friends. This is Jennifer Johnson of the Ledgerlite Podcast, and today I want to talk to you about the three purchase windows in QuickBooks. Now, these windows are really important. The business uses them to record different types of purchase transaction, and they do similar functions, but they're not exactly the same, so I thought I should talk about some of the differences. Now, the first window is the write checks window. This is the one where you can open up QuickBooks and hit Control W, and the write checks window will open. Now, if you use a checking account for a transaction, then as far as, for example, using a debit card or writing a check, then you can use the write checks window for that transaction, even if a paper check was not used. It can be used to record debit card transactions or any time that money was removed from the checking account, including transfers to other accounts. It records a credit to the bank account and a debit to the account that was chosen in the lower half of the window. Our next purchase window is going to be the enter credit card charges window. So if the credit card was used, then you can use this window, and it records a credit to the credit card liability account on the balance sheet and a debit to whatever was chosen in the lower half of the window, usually an expense. Now, keep in mind that both the write checks window and the enter credit card charges window, that's just a one-step process. They're going to record the payment and the expense in a single step. And for very small firms, these two methods should be used exclusively if the business only uses cash basis for all accounting and tax reporting. Now, for larger firms, or if the firm needs accrual basis reporting, then the next method should seriously be considered, and that's using the enter bills window. The enter bills window is part of the accounts payable module in QuickBooks. So unlike the first two, recording expenses and their payments is a two-step process when you're using the enter bills window. So step one, when a vendor bill is received, it gets entered in the enter bills window. And you'll notice that it sort of looks a little bit like the write checks window or the enter credit card charges window, mainly because the lower half of the screen is nearly identical. So it's going to show the expenses tab or the items tab, and the credit will be to accounts payable, and the debit will be to whatever was chosen in the lower half of the window. Now, for step two, when it's time to pay the bill, then the pay bills window must be used. Notice I didn't say it should be used, it must be used, because what happens is not only does it record the payment to the vendor, it's going to lower the amount owed to the vendor on the books, and it's going to zero that vendor bill from accounts payable agent reports. Now, this is the better method for accrual-based accounting, and keep in mind that accrual-based accounting is more accurate and more forward-looking than cash-based accounting. Now, of course, it is more work, but it does produce better results. Now, as I said, this window records a credit to the accounts payable account on the balance sheet and a debit to whatever account was chosen in the lower half of the window. Now, one of the common mistakes that I see is that people will use the enter bills window. Like they sort of get what it does. You know, they get a vendor bill, and so they enter it in the enter bills window. But then a common mistake is that they use the write checks window to pay the bill. And this actually is not a good practice, because what happens is on accrual-based reports, the expense from the bill is going to be double counted, and the bill will remain on the accounts payable agent reports indefinitely. So my advice is never to use the write checks window to pay a vendor bill that was entered into QuickBooks on the vendor bills window. You always want to use enter bills and pay bills together. Like I mentioned, it's a two-step process. Now, also, we have the general journal, and when I'm referring to the three purchase windows, I do not refer to the general journal, even though the general journal could be used for any or all of these transactions. However, I really am a firm believer that the general journal should be off limits to anybody except experienced accounting professionals. So if you consider yourself a beginner or an average QuickBooks user, Please stay away from the general journal unless you have explicit instructions from the accounting professional that you're working with. Now, another window that some people might be tempted to use is called the transfer funds window, but the transfer funds window cannot be used for entering expenses, and that's because it only posts to balance sheet accounts. Now, I have an article about all of this on my blog. It's called The Three Purchase Windows in QuickBooks. It's on my blog at ledgerlight.com, and it goes into all of this there. So if you need it in a written format, you can go there and get it there. Also, my article there, I have a table where I kind of break out all the different windows there, and I talk about what they do. I talk about the debits and the credits and where they go and what's going on. And I also talk about the reporting. So for example, if you like to run reports on both cash and accrual, then obviously write checks is a good window to use. Inter-credit card charges is a good one to use because those transactions will show up on both cash basis reports and accrual basis reports. Now, if you need accrual basis accounting, then like I said, it's great to use the inter-bills window, but those transactions will only show up on accrual basis reports. They will not show up on cash basis reports until the pay bills window was used to pay the bill, and then the transactions will only show up on a cash basis report. So again, all of this is broken down on a nice little table that I have on this article that appears on my blog on my ledgerlight.com website. So again, my name is Jennifer Johnson, and you're listening to the Ledger Light podcast. If you have any questions about QuickBooks or accounting or tax, please give me a call. My number is 760-933-8660, and you can visit my website at ledgerlight.com. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.